This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Chhat festival being celebrated today by worshipping the setting sun. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints new province chiefs in province number 1, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. Government decides to provide relief to the family of the deceased in Motipur industrial corridor incident. And 5 people killed in Chennai flood and 4 infants killed in Bhopal hospital fire in India. Now the news in detail. The Chhat festival, observed as a common cultural symbol of the Tarai Madhes, is being observed today. The festival fanfare has been seen in different parts including Gauri Ghat and Kupundol of Kathmandu Valley as well. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offering made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. It usually falls between October and November in the Gregorian calendar. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all the Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Chhat festival. She has wished all peace and prosperity. In a congratulatory message on the occasion of Chhat festival today, President Bhandari said that in geographically, socially and culturally diverse society like Nepal, festivals like Chhat further bolster mutual unity, goodwill and brotherhood, thereby further strengthening national amity. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed his confidence that Chhat festival would bolster mutual goodwill, tolerance, fraternity and unity, thereby further strengthening national unity. In a congratulatory message on the occasion of Chhat festival today, Vice President Pun called Chhat festival, where the rising and setting sun is worshipped, to be a unique festival in the world. Similarly, Prime Minister Shyamala Dewa has extended best wishes to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Chhat festival. He has wished all peace, prosperity, good health and longevity. In a message of best wishes today, Prime Minister Dewa has said that unity in diversity and social amity were features of our cultural practices. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appointed new province chiefs in 3 different provinces yesterday. Following the cabinet's recommendation, the president appointed Devraj Joshi as the chief of Sudur Paschim province, Tilak Pariyar as chief of Karnali province and Parshuram Khapung as chief of province number 1. A statement issued by the spokesperson at the office of the president, Sagar Acharya, confirmed the appointments. As per the statement, the president had removed the existing province chiefs in the respective provinces before the appointment of the new province chiefs. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has reiterated the government's commitment to inoculating all eligible citizens against COVID-19 infection. Unveiling the decision of recent cabinet meeting at a press meet at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology yesterday, Minister Karki, who is also the government spokesperson, said the government has had a policy to vaccinate all citizens from all age groups. Reading out the decision, Minister Karki said the government was providing relief to the families of those who died in the incident at Motipur Industrial Corridor. Likewise, the cabinet meeting on Monday had approved the work procedure to provide relief for the damages incurred by the recent unseasonal rain in the paddy crops. Earlier on the 25th of October, the government had formed a task force to formulate the work procedure to provide relief to the farmer as the unseasonal rain incurred huge damages to their paddy crops. The cabinet also decided to set up sisterly relations between Kritipur municipality and the city of Huangguang in Huawei province of China. Similarly, the government has decided to take part in the special session of the World Health Assembly to be organized by the World Health Organization. CPN Maoist Center has decided to hold its national conference in Kathmandu. Sharing the party's standing committee meeting's decision yesterday, party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said the meeting dwelt on holding the party's national conference and other contemporary issues. Committee member and leader Dev Gurung said the meeting also discussed the media report of party chair Prachanda and Prime Minister Sherbade Dewa promising to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact. In the meeting, party chair Prachanda briefed about the formation of the 10-member coordination committee to facilitate works among the other parties in the ruling coalition. Cholera infection that broke out in Kapilvastu over a month ago is yet to come under full control. The mass infection has killed at least 6 people in a month. The disease that had started from Krishnanagar Municipality, Ward No. 9, later spread to Sivaraj Municipality, Bijayanagar Rural Municipality and Yasodhara Rural Municipality. Although the government is mulling over to vaccinate people against cholera, health workers said that only the vaccine was not enough to control the disease. Maintenance of personal hygiene and use of safe drinking water were necessary for the prevention of cholera. Land Management Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Sasi Sresta has vowed to implement the constitutional provision for the management of freed bounded labourers. Discussing the matters with the concerned stakeholders at the ministry yesterday, Minister Sresta promised to move ahead with short-term and long-term plans to sort out the problems of free bonded labourers. A total of 533 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the country yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of cases, testing 16,736 samples. Similarly, 484 corona patients recovered in a day yesterday. With this, the recovery rate stands at 97.7%. Likewise, a COVID-19 patient succumbed to the infection yesterday. The death toll from the coronavirus infection has reached 11,454 in the country till date. The visiting United Nations Assistant Secretary General Christian Saunders called on the Minister for Defence Dr. Menendra Rijal and Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharka separately yesterday. During the meeting, both the ministers mentioned the glorious contribution of Nepal and the Nepali Army to the United Nations peacekeeping force and about the extensive and effective leadership roles in the future. The UN Assistant Secretary General applauded the contribution of Nepal's security forces in global peacekeeping by participating in UN peacekeeping operations. Chief of Army Staff of Nepal, General Prabhu Ram Sharma, held a cordial meeting with his Indian counterpart, General M.M. Naravade, in New Delhi yesterday. He also received the honour offered to him at the Indian Defence Ministry at New Delhi. Army Chief Sharma is in New Delhi for 4-day official visit at the invitation of Indian Army Chief Naravade. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी
नेपाल
टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 5 people have died after heavy showers triggered severe flooding in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. The state's capital, Chennai, is severely affected as officials have evacuated hundreds of people from their homes. Officials say more rain is expected in the next 2 days and it could trigger further flooding in low-lying areas. This is the heaviest rainfall in the city since 2015. In 2015, flood had taken the lives of over 200 people in the state. At least 4 newborns died when a fire broke out in the neonatal ward of a hospital in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Fighters were able to save 36 babies from the Kamala Nehru Children's Hospital in Bhopal on Monday night. Disturbing visuals show parents trying to rush into the smoke-filled hospital. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained, but officials said an electrical short circuit could be a reason. Despite pledges made at the climate summit COP26, the world is still nowhere near its goal on limiting global temperature rise, a new analysis shows. It calculates that the world is heading for 2.4 degrees Celsius of warming, far more than the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit nations committed to. COP26 has a massive credibility action and commitment gap, according to the Climate Action Tracker, which has done the analysis. The Glasgow summit is seen as crucial for curbing climate change. But the prediction contrasts with the optimism at the UN meeting last week, following a series of big announcements that included a vow to stop deforestation. COP26 is expected to finish this week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Chhath festival being celebrated today by worshipping the setting sun. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints new province chiefs in province number 1, Karnali province and Far Western province. Government decides to provide relief to the family of deceased in Motipur industrial corridor incident. And 5 people killed in Chennai flood and 4 infants killed in Bhopal hospital fire in India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Now, next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.